A lot of people go like, okay, it's, Irish mythology is this whole thing that, you know, keeps the tourists coming to Ireland. What do you see in it?
Well, I've stepped into that old Irish world and it's there. You can't see it if you just go as a tourist for a week or you sit in another country and talk about it. But if you go there and you step into the life of somewhere like the west of Ireland, you can find a very different world. And our fiddle player, Steve Wickham, lives in County Sligo, among the places that Yeats wrote about. It's a very real world. In the west of Ireland, and Ireland is largely an unindustrialised country, and there are parts of Ireland you can go to where they never had the Industrial Revolution, and there's still a presence of the old world that lingers, and you can sense it, especially if you're there for longer than just a few weeks and you take time to walk places and listen. You can hear the beat of an older world. Also, there's a great sense of freedom because it's the end of what used to be the known world. Beyond Ireland is the Atlantic, and that means there's a wildness on the western seaboard of Ireland. It's a strange country, a strange landscape. It's as if it's of another time.
Do you still go back to Scotland at all?
Oh yes, I'm in Scotland maybe 4 or 5 times a year.
What do you prefer, Ireland or Scotland?
Well, it's not a case of preferring one or the other. I'm from one and I live in the other. I love both places, but I feel very differently about them. I am Scottish.
A UK tour coming up as well, or is it just Europe now?
We have a couple of shows in the UK in February. Mm-hmm. Similarly, those are launch shows for the album, and then we'll tour the UK more deeply in October, November. And we're going to America in the spring, mm-hmm. playing festivals through the summer.
Glastonbury as well?
I hope so. Hasn't been confirmed.
I mean, after you've done 2 songs about Glastonbury.
Oh, I've played Glastonbury many times. Well, I've been to Glastonbury when the festival's not on many times, and it's a very special place. There's a long spiritual tradition in Glastonbury. One tradition says that Jesus came there. Well, I don't really believe that. But certainly it's a very strange landscape around there, and it's got a very powerful quality.
Thank you so much.